We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Danielle McCartney, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Good evening, New York sports fans and even you Met fans. I'm Danielle McCartan, McCartan before midnight, and I'll be talking all things New York sports with you right up till 2 a.m. on this Saturday evening here in New York City. And whatever you're doing at the moment, I appreciate you tuning into the show right now and throughout the rest of the evening, whether that be on your car radio, streaming from WFN.com, or on the free Odyssey app. And of course, we're here in the Big Apple, and Emmanuel Barbari and I are coming to you live from the Boomer and Geo studio here in Lower Manhattan. Go ahead, start dialing at 877-337-6666. I'm taking your calls right here in the first segment. Emmanuel's ready to go, and there is much to talk about on a night like tonight where the Mets just couldn't get it done. And a quick note, though, before we begin. You know I back the blue, also the red, and I want to declare right here on these airwaves, EMS Lieutenant Allison Russo, a New York City heroine. Hearts are heavy all across our city, and may she rest in peace to the FDNY and to Station 49. You continue to be in my thoughts and in my prayers, and I know it goes without saying, and I know that we already all know it, but I'll say it anyway. The senseless violence in this city needs to end. And our elected officials, our public servants, they need to step it up. And so we transition awkwardly here to the Mets. And per the Fox broadcast of the game, the Mets have been in first place in the NL East this year for all but 2 days. And now it's three. The Atlanta Braves have officially won the series against the Mets. They are now in first place in the NL East. And the Mets are in second with the season series tied at 9 games each. The Mets have lost the tiebreaker. You know, Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer, they were supposed to be the two guys that were supposed to push this 2022 Mets team over the hump into the next stratosphere, into the World Series. And, well, they aren't going to get there if they can't push the Mets past the Atlanta Braves. Both DeGrom and Scherzer absolutely failed the Mets when they needed them the most. First, you look at Friday night. DeGrom was pulled after 86 pitches because of a blood blister that he has been battling. Okay, but since he was so bad in the start 2 times ago, how would you think that he'd be any better this time around? And how bad has DeGrom been? Okay, well, the start before last night, he went just 4 innings. 5 earned runs on 6 hits to a bottom of the barrel Oakland Athletics team. In that game, he actually had 0 swings and misses on his fastball for the first time since 2015. Then Friday night, just last night, it was the first time since 2019, June that is, that DeGrom allowed back-to-back home runs. And coincidentally, that was a game at Atlanta. So in total last night, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but DeGrom surrendered 3 home runs on 5 hits. And then when he was taken out of the game last night, Buck Showalter did the unthinkable. He punted the game by putting in Tylor McGill in a relief appearance. Buck Showalter punted the must-win game in Atlanta last night. He chose to hand the ball to Tylor McGill with the Mets losing 3-1. 19 pitches and 5 batters later, McGill and the Mets found themselves down 5-1. Insurmountable given their stagnant, anemic offense. And I want you to think back to December 4th, 2021. Almost a year ago, December 4th, 2021. 12 days before Buck Showalter was hired by the New York Mets. On my show that evening, on December 4th, I questioned his in-game decisions, specifically relating to relief pitching. That evening, I told you that if Buck screwed up his choice in bullpen arm here in New York, well, then I wanted to be on air when it happened. 24 hours later, here I am. Buck Showalter, in as close to a must-win game for the Mets all season, last night called upon Tylor McGill out of the bullpen. And we'll get to it in a second, but I hated his response to reporters after the game about his decision. You know, Buck Showalter's 2022 Mets, they have not afforded themselves the luxury to be able to go and try different guys in different roles. You know, prior to last night, Tylor McGill had only pitched in relief and not great, okay, in his career. Like opponent batting average over 300 in his four times in relief in his major league career. And why trust him in a biggest spot as he put him in last night? Oh, yeah, and here's Buck with reporters after last night's game. You know, I didn't recognize the reporter's voice, but good for him in asking the right question and being prepared for the questions back to him from Buck. Emmanuel, roll it.
What made McGill the choice in the seventh?
As opposed to?
A more proven guy like Lugo.
Lugo, they want to pitch him again after multiple innings, two innings last outing. Who else? Drew's coming off, we had a little different situation behind, you know, coming off one outing, one day off. But who else?
Adovino?
No. That's what I'm saying. There's a reason for everyone. And, you know, it's a result-oriented world we live in. So, Tyler, that wasn't the reason we lost the game. But, you know, we're continuing to try to get through the games and be prepared for not only tonight but tomorrow.
You're satisfied with that? Drew Smith, the quote was, a little different situation. Adam Ottavino, the response was no. Yet Ottavino was warming in the bullpen after the Mets started to make it interesting in the ninth. So why not? And tonight even. Tonight he went to Scherzer, then to Lugo, then to Ottavino, Peterson, Smith. Like, weren't those all the names that reporter just asked him about for last night? And he's right. Buck Showalter's right. That wasn't the reason the Mets lost the game. But come on. You're satisfied with that response? The snarkiness. Lori Rubenson's word. The snarkiness. I could have done without. Guy's just doing his job, the reporter is. And then Scherzer tonight. The guy that the Mets brought in for situations like this. Well, 5 2/3 inning pitch. 9 hits, 4 runs, all earned, and 2 home runs. So much for everyone's takes of, this is what the Mets brought him in to do. This is what the Mets paid him all this money to do. Max Scherzer didn't get it done. It wasn't good enough. And DeGrom and Scherzer, that dreaded 1-2 punch atop the Mets rotation, didn't get it done when the team needed them the most. And Brandon Nimmo, this is a quote from Tim Healy on Twitter. Brandon Nimmo on the Mets losing the DeGrom-Scherzer games to the Braves. Quote, it feels terrible. Yeah, it feels terrible. Those are our guys. Those are our best shots, and they stuffed them in our face. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good at all. That's Brandon Nimmo after the game. Those are our best shots? Uh-oh. Is that a signal of a white flag? Those were our best shots? I mean, listen, the Mets are going to make the postseason, but it just about got that much harder for them to advance any farther than the wild card round. So what a disaster. It's a Mets meltdown, and we all have a front row seat to it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.